It was a fibbing contest. Every beast sat back and enjoyed the pay, each trying to cap the other's achievements by lying outrageously.
That's nothing. When I was only a little sprig, I could stand in a bucket and carry myself round all day.
Burab waggled his ears airily.
Piff tosh, laddie. You've seen how high this abbey is, what? Well, one time I stood on the lawn outside and landed on the roof with a single flipping jump. Did it very slowly, of course. Had to wait and rise with the morning mist, you know. If you don't believe me, ask old Formole. She saw me do it, didn't you, ma'am?
Formole Brull smiled from ear to ear.
Aye, sir. I seed he do it with my own three eyes, so I did.
Mouse Babe Trey decided to take part. He clambered up onto Fillon's lap and wagged a tiny paw at the two fibbers.
Tcha! Dat nothing! I climbed right up on floor and felled in a big trifle, so I eated myself out of it. You ask Fry Bob?
Fry Bob nodded sagely.
He certainly did. I was there. It was no fib.
You fell into a giant trifle and ate your way out?
Burab stared at the mouse babe with something akin to hero worship in his eyes. Trey patted his small fat stomach.
Yep, I did, sir.
The hare's gaze misted over as he imagined what it would be like to fall into a monster trifle and eat his way out.
You lucky little blighter. Wish I could have had a try, what?
Nimbalo pushed a fair-sized trifle across the table.
Let's see how you did it, Trey, me old tater cake.
Sister Alkanet stepped in, catching the little fellow almost mid-dive. Burab and Nimbalo wilted under the famous icy glare.
I once physicked a hare and a harvest mouse so severely that they swelled up and couldn't go out through the infirmary door. Then I had to double physic them back to normal. I can still do it. Ask Abismira, she'll tell you.
Oh, believe me, Sister Alkanet certainly can.
The Mother Abbess of Redwall assured them solemnly.
'Tis a fact.
Burab's ears fell flat on the side of his face.
Stone me. A joke's a joke and all that, but, what?
Nimbalo lifted one of his friend's ears and whispered into it.
Physic? What's a physic, matey?
Take the word of an officer, sir. You do not want to inquire further. The good sister could stop a horde of stampeding frogs with just a spoonful of the jolly old jollop she brews up.
Rain pattered against the warm-lit abbey windows as the night wore on. Elders loosened their belts and talked of the old days. Drowsy young ones were carried off to the dormitories by Skipper's otter crew.